The Sound of Cumbria.
Mike Zeller at breakfast. BBC.
Radio Cumbria.
24 minutes past eight, there's been a surge in the popularity of chess, would you believe? It's thought that a popular new Netflix series, The Queen's Gambit, is encouraging more people to take up the game. And the website chess.com, which allows people to play online, says a bonkers number of people have signed up during the coronavirus lockdown. BBC Radio Cumbria's Marie Rain is with us. Marie, morning. You've been watching The Queen's Gambit. I mean, why is it so popular?
Morning, Mike. Well, yes, it follows the story of an orphan girl who grows up in a children's home where she persuades the caretaker to teach her how to play chess. And it turns out she's rather good at it. I don't want to give too much away for those who are still watching, but it's thought this series and lockdown boredom has contributed to a rise in the number of people playing the game. The website chess.com, which allows people to play online, says a bonkers number of people have signed up during the lockdown. Those numbers could increase further as The Queen's Gambit makes it all seem rather glamorous. I've been finding out how it could impact the game in Cumbria.
Chess isn't always competitive. Chess can also be beautiful.
That's Beth Harmon, the main character in The Queen's Gambit. The Netflix series has been watched by a record-breaking 62 million households in the month after its release.
I think during lockdown, we're all craving a great story, and we get that with The Queen's Gambit.
Caroline Frost is an entertainment journalist.
It's a fairy tale of a young orphan girl, Beth, who takes on the world one chessboard at a time and discovers herself in the process.
The Queen's Gambit has put chess in the living room of millions of homes, even if they don't own a board. So what effect might this have on the game?
For many years, chess has been a game associated with nerds and very po-faced warriors of the game, mostly Russian and all male. And suddenly, with one TV show, that's just changed completely.
So will the chess community open their arms to new players? Holden Davis from Newton Rainey near Penrith certainly thinks so.
I would welcome many, many young people taking up the game.
People don't really realise about chess, but it's actually an extremely sociable game. Great learning environment as well. And for young people especially, it teaches confidence, it teaches patience, teaches concentration, and it's also proven to help improve sort of academic abilities as well.
There's no player in the world as gifted as you are.
There is one player that scares me.
Who?
The Russian.
David Shaw runs the Cumbria Chess Association's website and says there's not been as much positive PR for chess since the 1970s.
1972, when Robert Fischer took on Boris Spassky of the Russian Empire, Robert Fischer was the face of the free world of America, and he managed to beat Boris Spassky. And there was a huge surge in chess in the 70s. Chess clubs were full.
And folk like David have been championing the game long before lockdown. The MP for Carlisle, John Stevenson's been trying to get more young people playing chess for some time.
I myself learnt as a youngster, and I think even to this day it is a wonderful board game, if not the best board game of all. It teaches so many different things. Strategy, both defence and attack. It's a game which I just think is fun. Great game to play with your friends.
You're an orphan, Beth.
I'm fine being alone. I feel safe in an entire world of just 64 squares.
And whilst it's a popular series, will The Queen's Gambit really have a noticeable impact on the game? Caroline Frost reckons it's already doing so.
Games companies are reporting that sales of chessboards are going through the roof with spikes by more than 1,000%. Just shows what the power of one TV show can do, and especially with a glamorous young girl at its centre. Suddenly girls have got something to aspire to as well. And in fact, there are lots of real-life female chess players, but they've just never normally been given such a profile as this before.
So while the long-term impact remains to be seen, it's hoped when it comes to playing chess, more and more people will get on board. Play the game. Everybody play.